Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller here with Leslie Politosh this morning, and we are going to talk about Vision 2040. She's the program coordinator. We had Leslie on a month ago, two months ago maybe, and she presented the concept of Vision 2040. And also we were letting you know that there was the opportunity to vote for 2020's Community Helpers. Well, that process and those awards have now been given, and we're going to follow up on that today. So good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks, Casey.
Well, thank you for coming in. You know, the video, we should let everybody know. This was a very much a virtual effort this year, and the winners of 2020, there's now a produced video where you can go along with Leslie as she presents the awards. It's really, really super cool because, so Leslie, this was kind of a surprise. Like, folks didn't really know what was going on, and that's pretty evident in the video.
as best as we could manage, yeah. You know, there's probably a little suspiciousness, but yeah, I personally don't really have a poker face, so I couldn't quite, you know, think of untruthful things to make reasons to, you know, surprise people, especially with a video camera or recording a Zoom meeting or such things. So
yeah. So how did that go? Because here you are, but then there's this guy standing next to you, right. Casey Felton, with
right.
this video
so
camera.
Great to have, yeah, Casey's and the Newport News Times help on the award reveals. So yeah, we asked those who we were interviewing as vision forwarding stakeholders in this community, what was something simple but impactful that the community could do to support their efforts in 2021. Mm. And this is something that, you know, moving forward into future years of these Community Vision Awards, we really do hope that we can have an award ceremony where, you know, it's a community event where all the nominees can come together, you know, celebrate their successes over the year before, also, you know, kind of communicate and plan and share information about their programs or their work, give feedback to those present as well as the award, you know, event itself, and also to the government, because one of the original goals of the Vision 2040 was to have it as a living document. So not something that just sits on a shelf, but something that the community is continually, you know, moving forward on and giving feedback on. And so having an actual in-person opportunity is going to be, you know, kind of the good stuff that gets the community helpers rejuvenated and connected and, you know, planning for what's ahead. So the question that we were asking the winners, you know, was genuine in the fact that in future years, we really do hope to signal boost all their efforts in the ceremony itself, and also in just that connectivity of getting folks together who are passionate about, you know, improving the community.
Well, yeah, you and I, we've been trying before the show to kind of, how are we going to unpack this for the listeners, for you, to help you understand what is the context? And let's just say real fast, Leslie, that, you know, essentially Vision 24 is a framework, right, for basically making a better community. And there's six focus areas, there's four categories, and what is it, 80 strategies?
78 strategies.
Okay.
The 80 number was that we got 80 nominees this year in our first effort of the Community Awards. The Vision 2040 was created back in between 2016 and 2017 with a lot of rounds of community outreach, both in English and Spanish, and then help of the city planning department staff, as well as hired consultants to put together a plan that incorporated all the feedback from the community. Essentially, visioning is a process that many communities go through, and it involves questions such as, what do you enjoy about your community? If there was something you could change about your community, what would that be? And then what are you passionate about helping with? And so using kind of those big ideas, and if you can imagine getting hundreds and hundreds of ideas from community members and travelers as well, or tourists, regulars, you know, there's a lot of information to put into a big plan. So that's why we ended up with six focus areas and 78 strategies, because it's taking the big idea of what the community wanted Newport area to look like in 2040 and breaking that down into smaller, more attainable steps.
Yeah.
And then doing our best as a Vision Volunteer Advisory Committee to track that progress along the way, which, as you can imagine, just living in this community in Lincoln County in general, there's so much good stuff going on that it can be really hard to keep up with.
Yeah. Well, and I think now that folks have been able to vote on businesses, individuals who are progressing this concept, this 2040 concept of, you know, evolving into a place that we want it to be as a community, I think this will become evident here as we start talking about some of these winners. So, but let's take our first break. This is Leslie Politosh, and she is the program coordinator for Vision 2040. Stay with us, and we'll talk about some of these awards. Lincoln County Connections, Leslie Politosh, Vision 2040 program coordinator. Leslie, I do want to kind of throw out a disclaimer. With our amount of time here, we very well may not get to mention all of the winners.
Yeah.
But maybe just dive into this for us, Leslie. Where do you want to begin in talking about some of these folks?
Yeah, so one of the goals, many goals of this year's awards was just to start to get the idea of the Vision 2040 out into the community more, because it was created a few years ago, and then a volunteer government committee has been working on figuring out how to track and implement and do all these, you know, important things of communicating the vision. But there was definitely a few-year gap of getting stuff out into the community about the vision. So we decided to separate our categories under our six focus areas, just to start to get some familiarity with the focus areas. So we do have the six focus areas. The first is enhancing a livable region, and that has to do with housing and infrastructure. We have preserving and enjoying our environment, which is environment, recreation, and the sustainability of, you know, keeping what we have around here. We have creating new businesses and jobs, which that one is fairly straightforward, luckily. Economy. we have learning, exploring, creating new horizons, which is the education and arts category. The big, I would say, winner of last year as far as getting the most nominations was improving community health and safety for obvious, you know, kind of crisis and disaster reasons. And then the last category or focus area is fostering collaboration and engagement. And that's kind of the volunteerism, the collaboration, and yeah, keeping the vision kind of centered in the work. So under those six focus areas, we had four categories just to start to identify that there are different types of entities that are helping. And it sometimes it helps just to understand the differences between what, say, a business can do versus what a nonprofit can do, or what a volunteer individual can do versus a government organization, because they all have their different structures and different strengths. And one of the goals of getting nominations from the community was, once we got those nominations, contacting those who were nominated to make sure that they were in the category they wanted to be recognized in, because just knowing, you know, what is the difference between a business or a nonprofit or who is what is, you know, is something important to share with the community. So, do you think I should read down the line? Okay, great.
Well, I want, just let's cut through it. Who got the most nominations?
Oh, the most nominations as far as an individual. Well, I'll say there's a few. Some who were nominated chose to widen the umbrella of recognition to the larger group that they worked for.
Nice.
So, you know, I'd say in some ways, who got the nominations, most nominations, had to do with Lincoln County Public Health Department and the various employees and departments within that, which before these awards, I was able to talk to Rebecca Austin, who is now retired. Congratulations. But she mentioned that one of the benefits of last year, if you could look at it, is that more people were aware of Lincoln County Public Health Department and
no
all
doubt
the things
about it
that they do. So that was, you know, something raising awareness. So, yeah, there was multiple nominations for various individuals and departments within public health.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, and then a lot of collaborative efforts received nominations as well. Again, both individual and the greater group. So the Affordable Housing Partners is a collaborative group who is working on affordable housing, and Lola Jones of Samaritan House is one of the champions of that
Excellent.
Effort. And it was quite convenient for my award giving that so many of the awardees were present at an Affordable Housing Partners monthly meeting.
That made it easy,
so I
huh?
could surprise four at once. So yeah, that was the Affordable Housing Partners group itself, Lola Jones, also Grace Winds Haven, and Legal Aid Services of Lincoln County. And then she wasn't present at the meeting, but Tracy Gofflowers, director of Grace Winds Haven, also won an award. So that was a nice wide swath
Excellent.
Of awards all at once.
Yeah, and I would like to note that, you know, I see that question come up a lot. You probably do too. What is a community doing about affordable housing, for example?
Yes.
Well, I think here is a way where, okay, there's some assurance here. Yes, people are working on the issue, and I'm glad they were able to, you know, recognize the work,
yeah.
You know, for those of who might not be as engaged, but it's at the periphery or, you know, in their heart, it's a concern. They see this as a challenge
yes.
in our community. And yeah, I mean, it has been addressed in the vision as something that needs to be worked on. And now, wow, here we have actual people in the community working to make the changes.
Exactly. And over the past few years of being on the vision committee and just trying to understand all the good things that are going on in our community, I start to learn about all these collaborative meetings
yeah.
that are happening on a regular basis. So the Affordable Housing Partners is one that happens monthly. Another is the Health Integration Network. That is another monthly meeting that is getting health care individuals and representatives together. That was another meeting I got to give, I think, two awards at once. There's also the Community Health Improvement Plan quarterly meetings, which is
mm-hmm.
another effort at getting healthcare workers together, and that extends to behavioral health, mental health, addiction support, you know. So it's really quite amazing. You know, there's usually folks who are like, oh, well, the community needs to do this. And more you learn about the community, you realize that there are folks that are getting together and there
yeah.
are spaces for community members to join and help. And so we received so many great ideas on how the community can help our winners in our award video surprises that we had to edit it quite a bit to get a video, award video that was under 20 minutes. But the good news is that we have all these extended interviews that we will be releasing over the
Nice.
Next few months. So we do already have one extended interview for the Fishermen's Wives, and that is on our Vision 2040 YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
And so for those who want to keep up to date and learn more about these winners and their extended interviews, they should go search Vision 2040. Newport, Oregon will also help that search, and subscribe, and you'll see the award video there, and you'll see the extended interview for the Fishermen's Wives, and then we'll be releasing other extended interviews.
Awesome. Awesome. Leslie Politosh, 2040 Program Coordinator. We're going to take our last break and stay with us. Thanks for joining us. We have Leslie Politosh, Vision 2040 Program Coordinator. We are talking about the winners, and let's just go through some of them.
Excellent. So
yeah.
The winners under Enhancing Livable Region, I already, mentioned the Affordable Housing Partners as a community group,
mm-hmm.
and Lola Jones as outstanding individual. Excuse me.
You're right. Go ahead and comment. There you go.
And then for a business, we had Wilder Newport, and we had a second outstanding individual because there were no nominations in the government organization this year, and so Anita Albrecht was also a winner in Enhancing a Livable Region.
Nice.
Preserving and Enjoying Our Environment. For a business, we had Bike Newport. For government organization, we had Newport Parks and Recreation Department. For nonprofit, our community group, we had Newport Trail Stewards. And with Wilder Newport, I was able to surprise all four of those in one meeting planning for the Coastal Hills Classic this year. So that was another good show of collaboration and how successful that is getting things done. For outstanding individual in that category, we had a very enthusiastic Charlie Plyvon. His response on the video is one of my favorites. And then moving on to creating new businesses and jobs. For a business, we had Local Ocean Seafoods. For government organization, we had the Small Business Development Center of Oregon Coast Community College. For the nonprofit, we had Newport Fishermen's Wives. And for Outstanding Duo, we had Lyle and Diane Mattson. Learning, exploring, and creating new horizons, for a business, we had ABC Preschool and Child Care. For government organization was the Newport Public Library. For nonprofit, we had Newport Symphony Orchestra. And for outstanding individual was Darcy Hogan. Moving into the big category, improving community health and safety, a lot of competition here. For business, we had Integrity Women's Health and Wellness. It was a great one. They actually opened last year, so really great to see their signal boosted. For government organization, we had the overall Lincoln County Public Health Department. For nonprofit, as I mentioned, was Grace Winds Haven. And for outstanding individual was Grace Winds Haven Director Tracy Goff Flowers. And then for fostering collaboration and engagement, we had no nominees in the business category. So our two outstanding individuals were Peggy O'Callahan and Nancy Steinberg. For nonprofit, we had Legal Aid Services, Lincoln County Office, and then for government organization was OSU Extension Service, which the range of things that they helped this community Absolutely. Through last year was just, over the top. So that was quick and our 24 winners. Yeah.
Well, and what does this mean to you for the growth of the 2040 program? I mean, now we have this kind of tangible identification of kind of how it all fits together, and maybe where we need to go will become clearer to folks about how they can engage too.
Yeah, I think just getting the word out that sometimes just helping with things that you're passionate about does make a difference, and that a lot of helpers of the community do things because it makes them feel good. And so they're not necessarily looking for the recognition, or, they can also be extremely modest. And so having an opportunity to still recognize the work that's being done. So folks that are thinking, someone should really be doing this, for the folks that are doing that work and just like keeping their head down and working hard, this is an opportunity for the community to recognize those folks.
I think you'd mentioned last time too, Leslie, that there is an opportunity to participate in the committee, for example, and you're looking for diversity.
The committee, there's voting members, and then we're also encouraging the community to come and participate as stakeholders, share information. If anyone wants to help with next year's awards, whether it's, media or, helping with the trophies next year, all these different parts that are going to be fitting in, they can contact me by emailing me at lpalotas@newportoregon.gov. You can also find my contact information on the city's Vision 2040 webpage, and that is newportoregon.gov/Vision 2040. That's also where all the information of the vision lives, and there's also the links to the awards video, as well as the entire booklet of all 80 nominees and the information of why they were nominated and the work they've been doing in the community. And so just, if you're interested and if you're passionate about helping with anything in the community, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to connect you with folks that are working on things so you can help them as well, and just continue to learn about what's going on in the community.
And these individuals, these community helpers, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, it's just fantastic. It's it's definitely hope and recognition that we can work together in a collaborative way. And that video, they can find it through the Lincoln's City of Newport's website.
Or search YouTube for Vision 2040 Newport, Oregon, should pop right up. Or if you can't find it, just email me and I'll send you a link. Thanks goes out to our winners and all of our nominees, all of our nominators, all those who helped with the awards and creating the trophies. It's just been a huge effort, and it's been amazing to see what can happen in just a few months at the end of a challenging year.
Indeed. Leslie, thanks for the work you're doing too. And thanks for listening to us today. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.